We ended yesterday with this tshuva from the Har Tzvi, discussing what happens if you have a case where he did Mila, a baby did Mila thinking that he was Jewish, and he ended up not being Jewish. His mother wasn't Jewish, and then the question is whether we require Hatavas Dan Bris for his gerut or not. So the Har Tzvi thought that you did not require it, because since it was L'shem Mitzvah, so that would suffice for the Mila. The original meal was L'shem Mitzvah. So we pointed out that, first of all, according to a number of Rishonim, Tosos, the Rashba, potentially Rashi, not yet, so they clearly hold that it needs to be L'shem Geirus, not just L'shem Mitzvah. And we said, even according to the Ramban, even if you want to say that it works L'shem Mitzvah, it's not really L'shem Mitzvah. It's not because of what your intention is, it's really about what you're doing. What you have to do is that you have to perform a milas mitzvah, and by performing a milas mitzvah, so then you remove the shame ara. And that's what really the focus is about. It's really about removing the shame ara. So the Har Tzvi disagree with that. So just to bring two tshuvas which seem to imply in the way that we thought, the Minachas Yitzchak in Aleph Lamed Vav Beis, for those of you who have Bar Ilan. Aleph Lamed Vav Beis, so Os Beis. So he has this, in Os Beis, he basically brings down this whole discussion. He says, according to many of you shown him, it's just L'shem Geirus, and even according to the Ramban, L'chora would, he sounds like he's specific about it, but he says, L'chora, it would need to be an actual Mila, you're actually performing a mitzvah there, and not just that it's L'shem Mitzvah. Additionally, I saw a different type of a case than by Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe in Yerodeya, in Beis Kuf Chav Gimel, discusses the following case. It's a different case. In Beis Kuf Chaf Gimel, he discusses a case where a guy was Mizgayer, but the Mila was performed by a Jew who was Mechal Shabbos. So since he's Mechal Shabbos, there was Dino Ka'akum, the guy can't perform Mila. So the question was brought down to Ramosha whether we require Hatavas Dan Bris. So Rav Moshe, in the end, he doesn't explain why. Rav Moshe passes that we do require Hatavas Dan Bris. So the Torah, that's a parallel case, because over there, his intention, when they were performing the Mila, the intention was so that this would be part of the mitzvah of Mila's Geirus. So you would think that the Torah, the Har Tzvi, would, in that case, also say that you would not require Hatavas Dan Bris. Rav Moshe there says that you do require Hatavas Dan Bris. The Torah, the reason is because either he holds that you need to be L'shem Geirus, or even if you say it's L'shem Mitzvah, still it has to be, you have to perform a mitzvah there. Over there, nothing was performed. Okay, so those are just two tshuvas which seem to imply against the Har Tzvi. I think I recall that most poskim do pass on like the Har Tzvi. But, I'm not sure who those poskim are, but apparently most poskim do pass on like the Har Tzvi. Okay. This is probably going to be our last day that we're spending on Mila L'shem Geirus or L'shem Mitzvah, and then we're going to move on to a different topic tomorrow. Part of this whole discussion is the following cases that you've seen, that's discussed in the Rishonim here and also in Shabbos, is what happened in the case of Geirus Niskar K'shu Mahol. You have a case of Geirus Niskar K'shu Mahol, the Mila was already performed. So do we require Hatavas Dan Bris? So this Mila was not L'shem Mitzvah. This Mila was not L'shem Geirus. This was just a Stam Mila which was performed. So based on the Rambam that we had yesterday, so the Rambam would hold that a Geirus Niskar K'shu Mahol would not require Hatavas Dan Bris. Because as long as you remove the Orla, so then that's what's necessary for the condition of performance of Geirus. Only the Tefillah has to be L'shem Geirus. The Mila does not have to be L'shem anything. So L'chora, he would hold in such a case that we do not require Hatavas Dan Bris. So this is a big machlokas Rishonim. A lot of Rishonim deal with this, and this is a big, goes back to the Bahag. If you look at Tosos, the Masa of the Rabbi Yossi Tartibai, that's where he brings it down. It's machlokas between the Bahag and Rabbeinu Chananel. So it's because of Bahag, the Gershon is called Shumahol Tzarif Lahatav Menu Dambris. We require Tavis Dambris. The Katan Shinolik Shumahol, and a Katan dealing with Milas Yisrael, we're not dealing with the Milas Geir there, but with the Milas Yisrael, Shinol Kshumo, Ein Tzarich Lahatif. We do not require Hatavas Dan Bris. Why? The Taima, the Katan Shelo Haisalo Orla Me'olam, Ein Tzarich. katan, who is no true mahol, does not require anything because there's no orla. The whole reason to have milah is to remove the orla. There is no orla there at all in the beginning, so there's nothing to remove. Aval ger shahaisa lo orla umilaso in a milah sarif lahatif dam bris. But a ger who had an orla to begin with, so he has that shame orla. It's just that the milah didn't accomplish anything. The milah was not a milah, so therefore it's sarif lahatif dam bris. We do require hatafas dam bris. So the Baha'i seems to be of the opinion that the milah that occurred while he was a guy didn't work. It was in a milah. So the Baha'i either holds that the milah has to be l'shem geiris, or he holds that has to be l'shem mitzvah, some sort of mitzvah. But it's against the Rambam, who holds that it's just removing the orla suffices. But then he has another line, which is interesting. He says, "Miu nifras lo kol haged." Let's say you don't even have an opportunity to perform a tafas dam bris. The entire get is removed. Ubali is gayer, ain dome. It's not dome. Shemilaso ain dome. Shemilaso ma'akavto. Mili is gayer. We're not going to say that the mila is going to prevent him from being misgayer. So why not? If the mila and removing the orla is a necessary step in the process, you have to remove that shem arel. So what's the difference whether it's nifras kol hagid or not nifras kol hagid? It's a step in the process that you have to complete. So why is it that if it's nifras kol hagid that we forego this whole step of mila? And don't tell me it's because the orla is removed, because he just said a second ago that even if the orla is removed, that's not going to suffice. We have to have a mila which is either l'shem geiris or l'shem mitzvah. So what's going on here? So l'chora, you could say that if there's no opportunity for a tafas dam bris, so then that also removes the shem arel. The only time that you have a shem arel is when there's an opportunity to perform the mitzvah. There's an opportunity to perform the mitzvah, so then that's what creates a shem arel. For example, like a woman. A woman does not have such a tzivui. So perhaps the pshat in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which says that an isha is viewed as kemahol damya, that she's mahol, is because there's just a lack of a shem arel, because the whole concept of a shem arel is only if there's a tzivui to perform mila. Only once there's a tzivui to perform mila could you have such a concept of an arel. But if you don't have a tzivui to perform mila, or if it's impossible in whatever way it is, you can't even do a tavas dam bris, so then it loses its shem arel, and that's why for a woman she's kamal damya. And also over here too, there's no longer a shem arel for this ger.
When a non-Jew is born and gets his mila, he also doesn't have a tzivoy to remove it. So at the time that he doesn't have the orla, so he never had a tzivoy to have the shem arel.
No, but by... first of all, a guy might be different. There might be a difference between... This is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. A guy just might be definitionally as a... I hear the question. It might be that the tzivoy only exists for Shas Geirus. But it's a little bit of a deeper question based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, based on the fact that it's defined a guy as just being an RL, seems to be that it's independent of the fact that there's a mitzvah, which would be a problem. Fine, so that's what the Baha'i says. The Melchamas also, and the Ramban, agrees to this Shita. He also says that Hatafas Dam Bris is required. Let's just read this inside. It's found in the Machamas, and also part of it is quoted in the Ramban and in Kedushim and Shabbos Kaflam and Hayyam Al. The Machamas is also in the Goran Shabbos. I'm skipping a little bit. This is in your pages here in the back. It says, "Bo the Kaimelam Parakacholitz Kirbiosi Damar Loolam Ino Ger Achi Yomal Vietvol." V'zeh haklal mashma bein la'aral bein l'nolad k'shu maho bein la'rabi maho bein l'gvoni maho, that you still require to do a tavas dam bris. V'chein hadat ha'na ha'asam ha'reishu ba'ba amar ma'atavil l'tavalti ma'atavil l'nolad so ma'abekah after Rabbi Yosi Omer e'matavil. We can't do tefillah. Why? Mishim dechayish. We're concerned. What are we concerned for? Dilma Rav Yimalhu, v'tzorach lahatim min adambris, v'chim perish Rashi. Basically, he proves from the Gemara by us in Yevamos that Rav Yossi has a certain chashash. If he says that I already did mila and I want to do tefillah now, so Rav Yossi is concerned. What is he concerned for? So the Rabban is of the opinion, like Rashi, that we're concerned that he already did a mila. Basically, the Gershon is Karak Shumahu. And therefore, we pass him that he require Hatavas Dambris against the Pashtus of the Gemara and Shabbos. The feast of Amru, the Hagar, you know, Gadol, the Gerd, the Smahel of Amru, you say, Tzorach Lahatim Ben Adambris. So he says, V'yeshe Docha, Dilma Hidra B'yosi, Mishim Shema Nola K'shumahu, the Amar in Mad Bilin Osa. So he says, there are those, and who are those? Those are referring to the Baal Mor. The Baal Mor explains, let's say you hold like Rabbeinu Chananel, or you hold like the Rambam. We're going to get to Rabbeinu Chananel in a minute. And they hold that just removing the physical orla itself is enough for gerus. So if that's true, then how are you going to explain Rav Yossi? Rav Yossi says that if the ger comes and says that I already did mila, but I didn't do tefillah, so then in not mila or something, because we're choshish for something. So what are we choshish for? We could check. He already did mila. We see that he did mila already. So as long as you remove the orla, so then that's fine. So it's a pretty big question on those shitas. It's a quite big question on the Rambam, on Rabbeinu Chananel, on the Baal Mor. The Baal Mor gives a... He says that it's this chashash that he was nolan mahol, which is really not common. He explains by saying that the whole chashash is that this gear was coming to us was nolan mahol, which is really not common. He says v'yish l'sei l'divrei rishonim the kevin domer. Now the Ramban says, but I still have a raya. V'yish l'sei l'divrei rishonim the kevin domer of Yosi she'enu gear lichonis tachas kanfei shchina ella b'mila b'tfila v'lo gamrinon me'imahos. So he says, I can still prove it from Rav Yossi, even if you want to say the chashash is about nolan mahol, I can still prove it from Rav Yossi. Why? Because he says, she'eino ger likonis tachas kante eshkina ela b'mila b'tzvila. You have to have mila. And ger she'niskar k'shumahol vada etzorech lahatev mimenu she'ein yachnosen tachas kante eshkina b'tzvila b'lvad. He has this interesting line here where he says, ein yachnosen tachas kante eshkina b'tfila b'levad. Since Rav Yossi holds that it's a two-step process, you need to have mila and you need to have tefila. So therefore, ein nechnas and tachas kanfei shchina b'tfila b'levad. You have to have a mila. And he's assuming that it has to be some sort of active mila. This is the Ramban. So what did the Ramban hold? We know that the Ramban held l'shem v'levi, that it has to be l'shem mitzvah. This is the Ramban l'shitah. So you need to have an active mila, which is l'shem something. It might not have to be l'shem geros, but it has to be at least l'shem mitzvah. Mila Rishona lo mahanya. Why? Shelo nasis kehilchosa. So again, this is the Ramban l'shitasa. He says mila Rishona doesn't work. Why? He doesn't say because it wasn't l'shem geres. He says shelo nasis kehilchosa. So it's a little bit of a vague lashon of shelo nasis kehilchosa. Connecting it to the other Ramban, shelo nasis kehilchosa means that you didn't do a milas mitzvah. There was no milas mitzvah which was performed. It doesn't have to be that it has to be l'shem geres. It's just the afal pi shemal, even though you perform the mila and in mitzias, there's no oral there. Still oral haya. You're still an oral. I'm just skipping a little bit. Then we'll get back to that in a second. Fine. So the Ramban also is l'shitaso here, to say that you require it to be l'shem mila, just like what they said by Shevet Levi, and that's why over here he holds by Gershon Yitzchak Shumahol that we require a tafas dambris. Fine. So let's get to Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam. The same sheet of the Rambam. So let's go back to Tosfos. Tosfos is their master, the Rav Yossi. Rabbeinu Chananel pasuk in Masechta Shabbos ibchol mebahag b'chein mashma b'perak olazer demila. This is also the pashas of the Gemara in chapter there. Why? Because the ka'amar lo nechukum b'shamay b'shilal anol k'shumal shetzor chadim ben adam bris aman nechukum al gershin iskar k'shumahol. because the Gemara over there says that the whole machlok is not about no lik shum mahol, that everyone agrees that you require a tavas dan bris. The whole machlok is about gershin iskar kshum mahol. Rebbeinu Chananel says the opposite. He says, really, no lik shum mahol requires a tavas dan bris, but gershin iskar kshum mahol, that's where the machlokus is, and that the way we paskin is that it does not require hatafas dan bris. So just to discuss nolik shum mahol. So with regards to nolik shum mahol, we will say that it requires hatafas dan bris because it's a chashash that it's an orla kavusha. Because it's a chashash that it's an orla kavusha, so therefore, really there might be an orla there. If there might be an orla there, so therefore we require hatafas dan bris. So he's passing like that side. But with regards to Gershon Yishkalik Shum Mahol, so he holds that it does not require Hatafas Dan Bris. So why would it not require Hatafas Dan Bris? So with Torah, that's the same shot that we gave for the Rambam, that as long as you remove the Orla, and it's physically been removed, so therefore it loses its, it will lose its Shem Ara. To go back for a minute, I apologize. I missed the questions of the Rush on the opinions of the Baha'i. So just to go back, sorry. The Rush in the Gemara and Shabbos, he quotes Rav Shimshon, who has two questions on the Baha'i. In his second question, he asks, "Va'od the ger shenolag shumaha lo yetzar chatafa v'lo plod." He has two questions. One question is really a question with regards to Brit Milas Yisrael. The second question is with regards to the Geris. He says, "Oh, the Geris no kshuma lo yetzara chatafa v'lo plod." He says, according to you, the Bahag, who says that the whole distinction between the two is that if it's nolad mahol, so then it doesn't have a shame arla to begin with, because it never had it an orla. But if it's Geris nisgar kshumahol, so then that does require a tavas dan bris. He says, according to you, if you have a ger which is nolad kshumahol, so then that would require Hatavas Dan Bris. Sorry, that would not require Hatavas Dan Bris, because since he was no Mahol, so there's no Orla, just like a Milas Yisrael, so that wouldn't require Hatavas Dan Bris. So that's what his question is. So it's a little strange why you can't just say enough anami. Why can't we just say that, yeah, a Ger, which is no Lod Shumahol, does not require Hatavas Dan Bris. It's unclear why it's such a strong question, just say enough anami. In fact, the tour quotes the Baal Eter, who holds of such an opinion. The Torah quotes the Baal Eter, who says that in the case where it's a ger, which is no lekshumahu, so he does not require Hatavas Dan Bris. So for that would answer the question that Rav Shimshon has, his second question. With regards to his first question, I don't want to get into now, because that's really a Milas Yisrael discussion, not a Milas Ger discussion. So if you look at the Korban Nisanel there, I believe the Korban Nisanel on that rush deals with that first question, and he has an answer to that first question. But with regards to the second question, you could just say like Balitzer and everything would work out. Fine. So I have an open question here, and if anybody has an answer, so please let me know what the answer is. So we said, going back to Rabbeinu Chananel now, Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam, the way we sin for them is that as long as you remove the physical orla, so therefore they no longer have a shame orla. Right, that's how we explain for the Rambam and for Rabbeinu Chananel. And this is also the opinion of the Baal Mor. The Baal Mor also holds this. So the big question is, what do they do with the Gemara in Avodah Zarah? So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, so how do you explain the Gemara in Avodah Zarah? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah said that if you say, Konim sha'oni na'anim arilim, so mutabar reishal, v'asar b'mole uvde kochavim. So the Gemara itself seems to imply that even if you do Mila as a guy, you still have that Shem Ara. You still have a Shem Ara. So if you lose that Shem Ara just by physically removing the Orla, so then why is it that a guy would retain the status of an Ara? Everyone get that question? No? Yes?
According to
Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam, yeah. Quite Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam. Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam hold that it loses its shame RL when you just physically remove the Orla. It doesn't have to be the shame mitzvah, it doesn't have to be the shame ger, it's just physically removing the Orla, gives it a status of mahal. But that seems to be in contradiction to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Chavzayin Malach, says that a guy, no matter what, whether meal is performed or not, retains the status of an Aram. Yeah.
I think Rashi and often Yevamos explains that the reason why he says Kodem Sheni Met Amei Arelim, that includes Nimule Ulekhan, is because when he says Arelim, the stuff he's just referring to all guy.
So that happens to be true with regards to Nadar. There are two issues going on here. The reason why I could have also quoted the Gemara Nai Alf, but there are two issues. One is the Nadarim issue, which is what that literal line is talking about. And with regards to Nadarim, we go based on Holochachar Lashon B'nei Adam, which is what that Rashi is referring to. The problem is that the Gemara, both in Yevamos and in Avodah Zarah, they use that Mishnah in Nadarim to impact other halachos outside of Nadarim, not just about Holochachar Lashon B'nei Adam, but they use it, for example, with regards to Himol Yimol, that whether a guy could perform a milah. So it's not just about being holy chachar lashon b'nei adam. The reason why Rashi says it over there is just because to explain that area of nadarim. But the Gemara is clearly expanded beyond nadarim.
Maybe when the goy is still a goy, physical milah does not suffice to remove the shame ara. Once he converts, then it suffices, and that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, so I was thinking about that. It's just like, what's the svar behind that? I was thinking about that, but what would the svar be behind that? To say that the shame aral changes between a Jew and a non-Jew, especially when... I guess by Milas Yisrael, even if it's null and mahol, it still does not have a shame aral, but it just requires a tefas dambris for just part of the mitzvah of Mila. I was going to ask about null and mahol, but you could say null and mahol also doesn't have a shame aral, because it's also just about the lack of a physical Mila. It's just about first Mila. But, so what would be the svara? So you want to give a svara that the definition of aral changes between a guy and a Jew. That for a Jew, it's just about the lack. For a Jew, it's about the lack of the physical orla. But for a guy, it's just objectively a guy is an ara. Right? That's basically what I'm saying. A guy is objectively an ara. But once they're converting, so then they fall under the category of a Jew. With regards to a Jew, it's about the lack of the actual physical orla. But a guy is objectively an ara. Unless he's in the conversion process. That's what you want to say, right?
Yeah. Wouldn't you say the opposite is in Gemara and Bodhazaro, which says that psula, the mila is psula, the tanani, the yovei tekovim. As in a tanani, the yovei tekovim could take away the entire orlo, but it's still a psula mila, meaning that he's still an orlo. No?
He is an orlo, because as a guy, he's an orlo, because a guy is objectively an orlo. Independent of whether he loses the orlo or not, he's just nothing to do with the orlo. He's just objectively an orlo. Just once he's converting. So one ahara I have for this, which we might get to at some point, is at what point in the Geirus process does he take on the halachos of a Jew? That we require him to take on those halachos of a Jew. Is it at the Mila? Is it at the Tefillah? At what point, even if the process doesn't end until the Tefillah, so we'll see that there's different sugyas which deal with this issue about at what point in time does he take on the halachos of a Jew. So what Yisrael is suggesting is that he takes on the halachos of a Jew at the time of the Mila. He's already by a Mila, so in order to be defined, perhaps, I have a second suggestion also, but at the time of the Mila, he's saying that he's going to lose that shame Arel at the very moment that he's performing that Mila, because he takes on the halachos of a Jew, which says that the definition of an Arel is just removing the Orla. So then at the very moment of the Mila, already he takes on the certain aspect of the definitions of a Jew in terms of Orla. That's what you want to say. Alternatively, you could say, based on what we said yesterday for the Rambam, which is that the Mila, the focus of Mila, is not the Maisa Mila, but it's just the Totsa of Mila happening B'shas, let's say the Tefillah. Peshas to Tzvila. The whole process of the Gerus is happening Peshas to Tzvila. So then you just need that Totsah of Mila to happen at that very moment. And so everything happens at one moment, at that moment of Tzvila. So at that one moment of Tzvila, that's when we care about the Mila just removing the Orla. The Mila has to remove the Orla. But when does that happen? That happens at the Tzvila. Really, the whole process is happening at the Tzvila. But the focus is not about the Maisa Mila, which happened earlier, but it's about the Totsah of Mila, the end result of not having that Orla, of removing that Orla. And when do we care about that? That's all happening b'shas the tefillah. So if it's happening all b'shas the tefillah, so then he can already have that status of a Jew at that point in time. You don't have to say he has that status of a Jew b'shas the Maisa Mila. Yeah.
Sorry, I wasn't understanding. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah of Zion,
yeah,
that was quoted here, is minayin lamina the obli kokav mishib suo. Means, what is that question?
Whether the guy could be the Moa.
Of a Jewish priest, yeah.
So then the Gemara has two drushas. One is based on Ba'atah's Brisi Tishmor, and one is based on Himal Yimal.
No, agreed. So I'm saying, so once we say that it matters who the Moel is, and then once the Moel does the Bris, even though he physically took off the Orla of the Jew, it's still a hustle Mila, and the kid is still considered an Orel. Doesn't that imply that for a Jew, it's more than just taking off of the Orla itself?
No, I mean, you could say that even in such a scenario, he's not an Orel, but he requires, in terms of the mitzvah of Mila, he has not yet performed the mitzvah of Mila, and that's why he requires Tavis Damres. You could separate between the Orel and the mitzvah of Mila,
okay.
which is what the Rambam does. The Rambam does that for Nol and Mal by Truman. Okay, so that's one way of going. So Yisrael suggests one way to say that the definition of Arel for a guy is different than the definition of Arel for a Jew. The definition of Arel for a guy is just he's objectively an Arel, but for a Jew, it's about removing the physical Orla. And a Ger is in this transition stage of going from a guy to a Jew, and he will take on that status of, that Jewish status to define how do we define Orla at the through that Gerus process, whether it's at the Mila or at the Tvila, at some point he will take on the definition of Orla for a Jew within the process. And so therefore, as long as you remove the Orla, so then that would work for the Gerus process. That's one answer. Alternatively, the Gra in the Reish Samachas Dalet, and also the Ramban hints to it, in his Chidushim, and I think also in the Malchamos, he says as follows: when he explains the opinion of the Baal Mor, which is essentially the same opinion as the Rambam, he says, this is in the Chidushim, you can see it in the back, Aval Yesh Lechos, the Gershin Iskark Shu Mohol, Hovil Umohol Hu, Legamri, Havalei Ki Isha, V'nichlas Tachas Kante Yashchina B'Tzvila Balvai. As long as you do the Mila, as long as you perform the Mila, he's havalei ki isha v'nichlas tachas kan keishkina b'tzvila b'vav. He's like an isha. He has a language here that he's like an isha, and he's nichlas tachas kan keishkina b'vav. Debish lama adam acher lo gamar abiyosi mi isha mishum shi ein don an efshar mishi iasher. That's chaz of the Gemara membav. Why is it that Rabbi Yossi held that tefillah alone doesn't work? Tefillah alone does work for an isha, but it doesn't work for an ish. Why? Because ain't done an efshar mishi efshar. That's the whole reason why we can't learn out from an isha. But over here, what do we have? We have a case here where the mila was already performed. So if the mila was already performed, so then this is a case of efshar. Just like for a woman, it's efshar because there's no eivor. So too for this person, when a mila was already performed, so it's a case of efshar. So he's like an isha. So you can explain also for the Baal Mor and for the Rambam, ignoring everything we said until now for the Rambam and the Baal Mor, to say that it's about removing the Shem Arel. No, it has nothing to do with removing the Shem Arel. He still has a Shem Arel. You could say that really the guy has a Shem Arel, just like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Kapashis, that the guy always has a Shem Arel, even through the conversion process, he still has a Shem Arel. But what can we do? It's Yesher. But it's Yesher, we can learn from an Isha to say that Tzvila alone works. And so therefore you can have a Gerus here where they perform the whole Gerus and he retains the Shem Ara. He still has a Shem Ara. At least up until the Tzvila part. he still has the shame Arel, but he can still become Jewish. Through the tefillah process, he becomes Jewish, even though he never removed his Orla. So this is what the Gra says, and this is what the Ramban says. Give me 1 minute, and then you can ask your questions. But the Ramban then goes on, he says, Umiyu mistavra she'efshir mikri, why? He says, no, really, how can you tell me this is done in e'efshir mishi e'efshir? Essentially, this is a case of e'efshir, because you already did the milah. He says, no, this is called e'efshir. Why? She'efshir l'hatev menu dan bris. The Ramban says, what are you talking about? This isn't e'efshir, this is e'efshir. Why is it e'efshir? Because you can perform hatavas dan bris. If you can perform hatavas dan bris, then this is very different than an isha. In isha, you can't do anything. So we should still apply the principle of ain done in efshir mishi efshir, because this is efshir. So the Ramban is essentially arguing and saying that this, we can't learn efshir mi efshir from women, because it is efshir ayidei hatafas dan bris. So what would this machlokas be between the Baal Mor and the Ramban? The Baal Mor says, no, even though there is a Tavas Dan Bris here, the Baal Mor knows that there is a concept of a Tavas Dan Bris, but even though there is a Tavas Dan Bris here, we will still learn out from an Isha to say that this is a case of Donan Iyashar Mishi Iyashar, essentially. That we're going to learn out from women who can't perform Mila to also to men, in this case, who can't perform Mila. Oh, but doesn't the Baal Mor know about a Tavas Dan Bris? He knows that there's a concept of a Tavas Dan Bris. So I think you could give two ways that you could explain for the Baal Mor. Two different ways you could explain for the Baal Mor. One way is to say, like we've been saying until now for the Rambam, that Hatavas Dan Bris has nothing to do with the Orla aspect of Mila, but it just has to do with the mitzvah of Bris Mila. That Hatavas Dan Bris is really not about the Orla, the Shem Arla, but it's really just about the mitzvah of Mila. If you have a child who's Nolan Mahol, we require Hatavas Dan Bris. Why? Not because he lacks a shame arel. The reason why he requires a tavas dan bris is because of the mitzvah of milah, which is what Reb Chaim. If you get to see that Reb Chaim in Avodah Zarah, that's what Reb Chaim in Avodah Zarah says. He says that the whole purpose of a tavas dan bris is not to remove the shame arel, but it's a separate point. Just because you still have to perform the mitzvah of milah. How do you perform the mitzvah of milah? Through a tavas dan bris. But the shame arel was already removed just because he was nolan mahol. So the Baal Mor could say similarly that it still ain't done in it. It's still done in efshir mishi efshir, because both a woman and this person who already had mila performed, there's no way of removing the orla. There's no way here of actively removing the orla, since there's no way here of actively removing the orla. So therefore, we can learn out from women. That's one way of explaining it. The second way of explaining it is to say as follows. We pointed out for the Rambam that it's possible for the Rambam to say that the whole process of Mila takes place b'shas tvila. And that what happened by the Mila is that we don't care about the Maisa HaMila, but we care about the Totsah of Mila. Right? All we care about is the Totsah of Mila, that the Orla was removed. And the Totsah of Mila exists b'shas tvila. That's what we said yesterday. So there's a big difference between performing Mila and performing Hatavas Dan Bris. When you perform Mila, so there's a Maisa Mila, and there's also a Totsah of Mila. There's a Totsah of having performed the Mila. The Orla is removed. But by Hatavas Dan Bris, you never have a Totsah of the Hatavas Dan Bris which remains. Hatavas Dan Bris is just, you remove some blood. But there's no tatsa which exists forever. It's purely a maisa of Hatavas Dan Bris. You don't have that tatsa of Hatavas Dan Bris which remains, and it wouldn't remain until the Shas Tevila. So you could explain it for the Baal Mor to say that the reason why Hatavas Dan Bris cannot work here is because we need that tatsa of Mila to exist for Shas Tevila. If you don't have the tatsa of Mila existing for Shas Tevila, So then you don't have anything. And Hatavas Dan Bris wouldn't work for that. Hatavas Dan Bris wouldn't exist b'shas tefila. So since it wouldn't exist b'shas tefila, so then we could say that it's really Iyasha. There's no way for us to perform a Maisa Mila here where it exists b'shas tefila. Since there's no way to perform a Maisa Mila here which would exist b'shas tefila, so therefore we can learn out from an Isha. Because just like for an Isha, there's no Totsah of Mila, you can never have a Totsah of Mila. It's Yesha to perform an action which would then result in a Totsah of Mila. So too, in a Ger, which is Niskar Shumahol, there's no way for us to perform a Maisa Mila, which would exist, that Totsah would then exist Bishas Tvila. You would need to have to perform a Maisa Mila, which would exist Bishas Tvila, and the Hatavos Dan Bris would not allow that to occur. Any questions? Okay, I think that's enough for the sugya. We're going to go on tomorrow to discuss Mavlo Tavlo. The first hour of Seder is going to be to do Ian, and then tomorrow we're going to discuss the sugya of Mavlo Tavlo.